This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcome you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 22. Have you ever seen, you know, the like the runners in a marathon when they're about, you know, like a marathon could be like a 40, 42 kilometers long. So when they first start, they've got a lot of energy, they go pretty fast. But then towards the middle, the speed starts slowing down because, you know, they're pretty much tired. But then once they have, let's say, one lap to go or only few hundred meters left or few meters left, what do? All of a sudden you see them, you know, speeding up. Where do they get that energy from? I mean, they've been running for hours and then at the end, they get a lot more energy than they run faster. That's when they see the goal. When they see the goal, they see the end line, so they put a lot more effort because they see the prize. So, you know, here, we are in the final 10 days of Ramadan. Today's day 22, which is the night of the 23rd. This is the time when you have to really start speeding up, meaning, yani, do lots of work, lots of good deeds, lot more than what you have started in the beginning of Ramadan, because, khalas, we are in the final countdown of Ramadan. The final, you know, days of Ramadan. So a lot more effort. And what I'd like to suggest, you know, is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. احرص على قضاء حوائج الناس في هذا الشهر المبارك, يعني في هذه الأيام المباركة. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الذي أخرجه ابن أبي الدنيا من حديث ابن عمر, أي الناس أحب إلى الله وأي الأعمال أحب إلى الله. I want to talk about this hadith, you know, that also another thing, another action item that should help you, you know, in this final 10 days of Ramadan. Try to go and assist and, you know, help people out. Try to help, you know, people by doing a lot of good deeds. The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam, which is narrated by Ibn Umar. أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَحَبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ وأحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخله على قلب مسلم وسرور يدخله على مسلم أو يكشف عنه كرب أو تطرد عنه دين أو يطرد عنه جوع أو يقضي عنه دين ولأن أمشي في حاجة أخي المسلم أحب إلي من أن أعتكف في مسجد شهرا. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام, ومن مشى في حاجة أخيه المسلم حتى يثبتها له ثبت الله قدمه يوم تزيل الأقدام. The Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, when he was asked about the most beloved people in the sight of Allah, he said the most beloved people in the sight of Allah are those who help others, are those who benefit others. And the most beloved actions in the sight of Allah, a smile that you may bring in the face of your Muslim, or alleviate some of his pain, or pay some of his debt, or feed يعني, his hunger. And the Prophet says, it is more beloved to me to go in the service of my Muslim brother. It is more beloved to me than making i'tikaf in my masjid for 1 month. 1 month. يعني to go and help someone. It is more beloved for the Prophet Muhammad than making i'tikaf for 1 month. وَمَنْ مَشَى فِي مَعَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ And whoever goes with his brother, you know, trying to serve and him until he fulfills his need, ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ Allah will make his feet stand firm in the day when all the feet will not be firm. Allah will make his feet stand firm on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to practice and to convey. These are some of the things that you could do inshaAllah ta'ala. Help as much as you can. May Allah bless you all. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.